we are going to be blessed to hear from Bonnie tonight and plant it in the house of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just let me see if I can feel that. Whew, I'm so hot. Okay. You can bring it over here a little bit. Okay. Praise God forever. Oh, please, can I say something really funny I heard today? It's a one-liner, and it says, you know, your people out there, things are really, they are rough all over, you know, but we aren't going to go into that, but they are rough. But I heard if you don't keep your joy, it turns to cellulite. Because it's got to come out somewhere. Just one of those things. So anyways. That was a Christian comedian I heard that from. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that we are in the house of the Lord where you want us to be. I am thankful, Father God. We are thankful, Father God. We are thank you for your plans, and we want to do them, Father, because you are so, 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 so good to us. Father, I ask you to speak through my mouth and think through my thoughts, Father God, and just have your way, Holy Ghost, and give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to take in what the Spirit is saying. And I appreciate it, Father, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. And I'm preaching on the house of the Lord. I'm going to start with a kind of a long scripture, but it's a good one. Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. This is talking about Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to comfort all who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That's his plan. That's his word for us. Okay. Every person is a seed sown from the heart of God into the earth. Within that seed is a spirit. We are not humans who have spiritual experiences. We are spirit beings having a human experience. Because we are the seeds of heaven, we have access to the divine nature of God. Praise the Lord. Okay. It says, I didn't put where it was at. Okay. It's in Hebrews 13. Our citizenship is in heaven. The Lord sows good seeds into the earth to partner with him in advancing his kingdom. And that scripture in 13 Hebrews says, we have no abiding city here, but we seek the one to come. I've always liked that scripture. I just love that scripture. Okay. In the natural, seeds must be planted to grow. Even if we make sure a seed has adequate sunshine, water, fertilizer, it won't grow until it's planted. We can speak to the seed, prophesy over the seed, pray for it, and confess the word over it. But it won't grow unless it's planted. All the potential in that seed would remain just that. Potential. Notice again where it says in Isaiah, the planting of the Lord. So, healthy trees, that's y'all. Healthy trees are not self-planted. They are planted by God. God plants you in a local church. Churches are planted by God. Then God plants people in the churches that he wants. Okay. And so planted is this, not shifting around, but stable, predictable, dependable, and fruitful. Amen. So, ask and pray. Pray and ask like I did when I was living in Enterprise. I prayed and asked, and God gave me a confirmation about going to this particular church in Ozark, one city away. Okay. He asked the Lord, and he will show you where he wants you planted. He most certainly will give you a confirmation because he desires to guide you. That's his. He likes doing that. He likes doing that. Okay. God is good at being God. God knows exactly what you need in order to grow and mature. He knows what church. He knows where you will grow best. So trust him. I got that in real big letters. Trust him. Okay. God will knit your heart to the pastor and to the church family, and which he did when I went there, which he did. Okay, Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body joined and knit together. I love God's word. He says it just like he means it. Joined and knit together. Even though, you know, a lot of us are flakes and granolas. One of them. I'm one of them. But he likes us knit together. By what every joint supplies, we're knit together, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Notice, it says, when every part does its share, that's your potential. That's the potential I talked about earlier. That's your potential. Okay. And God put it in there. Okay. Where God plants you, he needs your supply, your potential that he has already put in you. He wants to use the gifts he put in you for the benefit of the whole body. So he again may be glorified. We are to live to glorify God. When we are planted in a fellowship of believers, we become part of a family where we learn to love and serve one another. And that is so true, so true. And grow spiritually. Okay. And this particular church is a loving church. If anybody's interested out there, this is a loving church. And if they don't, I'll smack them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Your faith grows by what you do consistently, not by what you do occasionally. Revelation builds excitement, but repetition builds disciples. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. May the Lord make you increase and excel and overflow in love for one another and for all people. God is big into love, you know. He is love. Everything is love. Okay. We become part of a family mission where corporate gifts and callings come forth. There is power in unity. Y'all know that. There is power in unity, strength in unity, and faith happens in the corporate anointing. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, when pastor says, raise your hands towards the person he's ministering to, it's a corporate anointing. There is power there. Me and Ish, he was praying for us the other day. Ish's legs got wobbly. He didn't go down, though. He probably wouldn't let himself go down. But I'm telling you, there is power in corporate anointing. Y'all get in here. Okay. Okay, we need one another. Okay, corporate means act together, jointly, for a common purpose or benefit. That simple benefit doesn't mean much if one is alone. Okay. We all have a destiny, but destiny always includes others. And Missy used to go here, bless her precious heart. Her stepfather said one thing to her one day. He just said to her, he looked at her and he says, you have a destiny. She said it changed her life. One sentence, you have a destiny, changed her life, started serving her God like that. Praise the Lord. God, we all have a destiny. God plants for provision. One of the most important decisions most of us will ever make in our life is choosing a spouse. You got that right, Lord. Okay. When the time is right, God will bring the person he has chosen for you. Could be all across the world, if necessary. If you concentrate on becoming the best Christian you can be, the Lord will take care of the rest. The lesson to be learned is this. Don't help God out. Don't help him. Don't help him. Okay. Give a testimony. Okay. I'm wanting a husband. Isha's wanting a wife. Okay. I didn't know, of course. I didn't know him at all. Okay. But let me get, just a minute now, just a minute. Don't anybody move. Okay. It's a testimony. Father, Jesus, help me. Testimony, 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 testing. Okay, about, okay. Somehow, I'm at my church in Ozark. Ish is at this church. Somehow God got us together at my church, was introduced to each other. 2 months later, we were married. So trust me, and we've been married 23 years. So that's what I was trying to get out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God connects us by divine appointments, divine connections, divine order, and divine purpose. Divine order positions us in the right place at the right time with the right people for God's purpose. Now listen to this. Here's another one. Don't have a M-A-L-L. Don't have a mall mentality. Drifting through Christianity, going from conference to conference, church to church, but never getting connected. Don't be a displaced disciple that brings no glory to God. Those who fail to be planted seem to become drifters, like tumbleweeds. I love to watch them tumbleweeds out west and everything. They had a documentary on it. And you know, they get to tumbling so much, you know, they pile up real high. I mean, that high. And you can't even drive by or anything, little suckers. Anyways. Okay, so don't be like a tumbleweed. And like a tumbleweed, they are out of touch with the good earth. Never getting roots. Don't live rootless or aimless in a land where you are not growing. Number one, you are prime bait for the devil. He likes you to be a loner, as in unconnected, like a lion who always waits for that little one that isn't as fast as the other one. Alone. Don't be disconnected, unconnected. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, God honors those who honor him. Okay, who obey his word, not forsaking the gathering together in his house. He honors those who honor him by getting together. Psalms 122:1. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. David was saying that. And that we should be like that. I was glad when they said the doors were open. Hallelujah. Especially after COVID. Well, okay, never mind. Okay. Hebrews 10:25 says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Psalms 111:1. That's easy to remember. 111:1. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Can't do that if you ain't there. Okay. And listen to this. The devil fears the gathering together of God's people. Seriously. So he looks for a way to ungather us. Well, here we go. COVID was one of them. Because see, God ain't into killing people. COVID was one of them. I don't want to get on that. Okay. Another way to ungather us is constant deception. Like, I don't know why I picked these out. Oh, God knows my heart. Or, I'll go when I get the garage built. I don't know where I got that from. I'll go when I get the garage built. Or, I don't have to go to a building to be a Christian. Or, when I clean myself up. No. God does the cleaning, and He is a master at that. Master at that. God said, do not forsake the assembling together. Okay. Here's a benefit. I mean, there's lots of benefits, but here's a benefit. When you are planted in the house of God, you will, God said so, you will flourish. Mm-hmm. Psalms 92:12-14. Psalms. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Flourish means growing well, prospering, blessed, blessed to be a blessing, and thriving. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 26, 4 and 5 says, King Uzziah, he continued to seek God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him. Goes along with Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man will abound in blessings. You know what? A faithful man, it didn't say you have gobs of faith. It didn't say you have 16 or 17 gifts. It didn't say all them things that you could have or could be or something like that or the greatest singer in the world. He says a faithful man. All he asks is faithfulness. He does the rest. He does the rest. Be faithful. First time I heard that, I'm telling you, it was like 30 years ago. I thought, man, that's a good scripture. Faithful, a faithful man abounding in blessings. God's plan is for us to be planted, whatever he does, okay. God's plan is for us to be planted, rooted, hooked up to a local church. That's God's plan, and he is good at it, so that he can build us up and establish us and use us for his glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.